This morning I dropped a cup of coffee on myself. It dramatically slipped out of my hand and shattered as my house help yelled, "Woi, shetania shindwe!" This is the only kind of love language I am currently accepting.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Welcome to another episode of Cut the Foreplay. My name is Nadia Favre. I'm your host for this and every other episode until the internet goes away. Today. Whee! 2020 has been an absolute ride, and I sent this to my sister earlier. It is a tweet and a piece of art and the most important question ever. It says, quote, "I'm sorry if this is a dumb question, but what's happening?" I have to ask myself that question every day, multiple times a day, every month, during this whole fucking year. I had a different episode planned. I want to talk about these really sweet things, but the week was taking such weird bends and turns that I was like, am I in the fucking Twilight Zone? So I thought, yep, that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about situations that just make you go, excuse me, what? The fuck? Oh, I don't know if I'm in the headspace to talk about anything else, so let's fucking dive in, shall we? Before we begin, I want to put this out there. We're definitely not in the reboot of The Twilight Zone. We're in the 90s version with all the bad lighting and the shit thick jeans. The ones that make you look like Tim Allen from Home Improvement right away. Also, there's a really strange situation about the oldest kid in Home Improvement, where he made a statement on social media about getting divorced, but then just had copy-pasted it from another celebrity, and it was really fucking weird. But we're going to talk about that on another day. Because I'm too emotionally depleted to get into people's romantic drama. So let's just reel it in and talk about some real fucked up shit. Here we go. I should have taken a breath there. Last week, a judge sentenced a West Virginia woman to 40 years in prison after she pleaded guilty to killing her boyfriend back in 2019 with the assistance from her biological father, which I know is already fucked up, but the reason that the father assisted her is because they wanted to get married, and spoiler alert, they fucking did.
Why is this happening?
Amanda Michelle Naylor McClure. Yes, I had to say her full, very white name because, I mean, when you do something this fucked up, people need to know. 31 years old, was sentenced Thursday for her role in the February 2019 murder of John Thomas McGuire. Had to look it up, but I can definitely guarantee with my journalistic abilities that I found out that he's not related to Lizzie. Amanda and John were both living in Minnesota at the time. John's dismembered body was discovered September 24, 2019 in a shallow grave in Sky Gusty, West Virginia. Let's take a second here. I didn't know that a place called Sky Gusty ever existed, and I cannot believe that in my life, this woman would kill her significant other with her dad so she can marry her dad and then just dig a cheeky shallow grave. Like, bitch, why don't you go all out? Or can you not use your arm muscles anymore because you're busy, like, jacking off your pops?
Wow, wow, wow. That one just flew out of me. I'm sorry. Nadia, come on. Sorry.
Okay. Wow. Now, Mandy, no relation to Moore, pleaded guilty to second-degree murder back in July, a month before her sex offender father, Larry Paul McClure, 55, was sentenced to life without mercy for John's killing. Okay, it makes complete sense that her dad is a sex offender because he probably abused her and that's how she got there in the first place. I was here being like, damn, this is some free will. She's just like, I don't want another man. I want to sip margaritas with my dad, you know? And play footsie with him under the table at the family barbecue. I mean, that is just my speculation, but usually where there's smoke, there's fire. But I'm gonna treat her like she's a fucking villain, because there is no room for sympathy here. I'm just giving you hardcore facts. Now, Larry, a Kentucky man, was living in West Virginia after being released from prison where he served time for sex offense charges. Larry's the pop-pop. Amanda was estranged from her father. She was raised by her adoptive parents. The pair later became involved in an incestuous relationship and married in Virginia nearly a month after the murder. Now, during last week's hearing, Amanda McClure, aka Mandy, said McGuire, aka John, was killed because, quote, was with me. My dad didn't want anyone else near me, unquote. A T-Rex of discomfort. I wanted to go away. She told the court McGuire was killed not long after telling Larry he was in love with Amanda and wanted to marry her. I wish I could bring John back. He was a good man. Not as good as y'all daddy, apparently. What the what? According to reports, Larry drove to Indiana with Amanda's sister. Oh my god, it's a family affair! Isn't that a Mary J. Blige song? The ladies wanna get back wild, just go back. No, that's Hit 'Em Up Style. Wait, what? Hold on, I gotta look this up. Yes, that's what it is. Come on, everybody, get on up, because Mary J is on the spot tonight. And then she says, hateration, holleration. Don't even know what that means, but I'm fucking vibing. Also, fun fact for you, did you know that Mary J. Blige dated the guy from Umbrella Academy, aka Nathan from Misfits? Woo-wee! First of all, he's a little snack. I think we could braid our curly hair together and become these sexy conjoined twins. And I'm really here for whatever that role play is. Sign me up. If you know him personally, send him this voice note.
Mary J is in the spot tonight. I'ma make you feel all right.
Jesus, I even forgot what we were talking about. Oh, yes, the incest. Oh, a family affair. According to reports, Larry drove to Indiana with Amanda's sister, Anna, to pick her up and John. The four traveled to Sky Gussie, where they all lived for 10 days. But Larry confessed to hitting Maguire in the head. Maguire is John. With a bottle of wine that Valentine's Day. Oh my god, it was on the day! Wow, 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 wee wow. Talk about like basic bitch anger, because Valentine's Day is a love day and you're gonna be like, I gotta take my lover back, but also outside of the box, because it's your dad. So it's a lot of things that are happening right now. He was tied up and injected with liquid methamphetamine. Can I say that? Am I okay? Methamphetamine. There we go, Nadia. And later strangled with a garbage bag. Larry had previously testified John was tortured over 2 days before he died. The body was buried and then dug up 6 days later, obviously because of the shallow grave, because she wanted to jack her dad off more. Then she had the muscle to continue to do other things. So John's... Just a cheeky, I'm gesturing, but you can't see it. Just a, you know.
All I keep on picturing is them at graduation and they hug and embrace and everyone's like, oh, he's saying something sweet in her ear, like congratulations, or I'm so proud of you, when in reality he's like, wait till you see my dick, hey bitch, I'ma beat that pussy up.
Woo! I'm having such a good time with this incestuous story, and it's very alarming.
Judge Ed Cornish, and no relation to Abby Cornish, a very wonderful Australian actress that was in the movie Sucker Punch, if you haven't watched it. It's one of my favorite femme fatale movies. Dive in. It's really fucked up, has a purgatory feel, also has the lady from Haunting of Hill House. Vanessa Hudgens is in it for some reason. Nobody really knows why. And then other people and stuff are also in it. So you're welcome. I'm a professional with this advice.
Cornish. Judge Ed Cornish called the killing, quote, a heinous crime that lasted for 2 days. I mean, he isn't clearly very articulate, because that's how I would describe most of my hangovers. And said Amanda was attempting to place all the blame for Maguire's death on her father. Quote, Mr. Cornish said, I don't think you're taking full responsibility for killing John. You're blaming it on your father. After killing John, you dug him up later. When you all dug him up, his body was dismembered and stakes of some kind were driven through his body. Then you reburied him. There was no reason for this. I hope and pray you will learn and change when you... Oh yeah, absolutes. Mandy's gonna go to prison for a while and come out reformed, and she's not gonna want to be a sausage wallet for her own father. Good one, Cornish. I hope and pray you will learn and change, and when you do get out, you will be a different person, he said. Does that even make sense? She needs psychological help. Stupid bloody fucking. I have to be a mad uncle as soon as I get upset. The time you will serve is not an adequate amount of time for the pain you have caused. But apparently that's what you've given her, so I don't understand where you're coming from.
Jeez, Cornish.
I mean, I didn't mean... That was a lot. That was a lot. Whatever was happening was just a lot for me.
They're at her grandma's funeral. The dad hugs her again and everyone's like, oh my god, so sweet. Consoling your daughter. But he's really whispering,
one titty appetite, every nipple get a bite. God. I wish I could marry myself. We have stepped out of one purgatory and right into another because this next one, God, we're going to need counseling. I should have put like a trigger warning at the beginning. Everything that I'm going to say is really fucked up. And it's shit that's truly happened to other human beings and is currently happening and will continue to happen, probably even at a higher rate because everyone's very isolated and very alone with their own thoughts. And people are moving mad in the streets, to quote my co-host who says that all the time. They're moving mad. A woman claims she was forced to shoot dead her lover and then decapitate him after her angry husband discovered their affair. I mean, this one is definitely less fucked up because there's no incest, but wait for it. Let's just get through the story first. Brittany Barron told police she was beaten into submission by her husband, Armando, who made her lure her boyfriend to his eventual death. Also, shout out to you, Brittany, for having both a boyfriend and a husband. Hashtag goals, am I right? Mr. Barron allegedly ordered his wife to get Jonathan Amaralt to Annette State Park in the U.S. state of New Hampshire. Once there, he allegedly made Miss Barron shoot her lover. According to local media, she refused, but soon slit Mr. Amaralt's wrists at the insistence of her husband. Holy moly! I mean, like, I don't understand the anger here. If I'm, like, vibing with someone and they're, like, you know, also want to shtup someone else, I'd be like, put your hands together, baby, let's have a party. Jealousy is a green-eyed monster. And Mandy, the father cum dumpster, knows all about it. He then allegedly took the gun and shot Mr. Amaralt twice in the chest. This is also another John, by the way. The second victim is called Jonathan. So he allegedly took the gun and shot Jonathan twice in the chest and once in the head. It is alleged that Mr. Barron then ordered his wife to drive John's body to a nearby camping spot while he, in a separate car, stopped by to get tarps, lighter fluid, household cleaner, and a shovel. And maybe just a packet of Haribo, you know? Who knows what he was craving at the time. At the campsite, Brittany, aka Brit was ordered by her husband, Barron, to cut off her lover's head and to bury it separately from the body.
I mean, so casual. Yeah, bruv. Just chop this dude's head and then just put it over there in a hole.
And I know all of it's pretty fucked up, but this is the part that tickles me right in the hemorrhoids. It says, but she was soon found when locals called the police to report illegal camping in the area.
It was full on probably a Karen that was like, oh my god, yes, and then blammo, solved a fucking murder.
On arrival, police found John's car and his body wrapped in tarp. Mrs. Barron was arrested at the scene. Now, her husband was picked up soon after and charged with capital murder and assault for the alleged beating of his wife. Brit pleaded not guilty to 3 counts of falsifying evidence. Her lawyer says she was forced into committing the crimes by her husband with her black eyes clearly visible in the police mugshot. I don't know why, but I clicked on the mugshot and now I feel really sad for Brit.
I saw a tweet that said, put the whole world in a bag of rice right now because we're all malfunctioning. And honey, isn't that the truth? So I think I should have called this episode something other than the Twilight Zone, because the first two stories were my big fear in terms of, like, that's probably how I'm gonna die. It's gonna be a scorned lover that's gonna murder me, and I have come to terms with that. Now this next part is how I wish I would die, and let me tell you the story.
Let me tell you the story.
Yeah, I heard that over-enunciating white girl vibe. Don't worry, I caught it.
83-year-old Albert Simpson and his 80-year-old wife, Thelma, were found dead in their residence on Sunday along with a neighbor and a long-time friend, 86-year-old Jebediah Jones. All three elders were found naked on their bed and high quantities of erectile dysfunction drugs were found on a nearby nightstand, suggesting they died during sexual intercourse.
I mean...
I don't know why I'm re-surprised every time I picked these stories because they're outrageous, but I'm still, like, so shocked. According to Brunswick Police Department spokesman Lieutenant Robert Miles, video evidence found on the site shows that the three elders had been involved in a sexual marathon for 72 hours before they suffered from heart problems.
You know what? Fucking A. They did it. They did it right. Just the three of them. Imagine, that's how she knows she picked the right person. He's like, hey, can I invite my friend Bob? And I'm like, yeah, Bob seems like a good time.
Bob was a good time till the moment he died. I love you, Bob. His name is not actually Bob. It's Jebediah.
Ow. I knocked my head in the booth again.
Quote, we found several hours of video recordings showing all three victims involved in sexual intercourse during the days before they died. It also shows both men ingesting large quantities of erectile dysfunction drugs. We found hundreds of similar videos in the couple's house.
Yeah! Yes! Showing they were used to this kind of intense sexual marathon. The evidence suggests they pushed a little bit too far this time for their age and condition, but we'll have to wait for the autopsy to be sure.
Yeah, this guy's doing the autopsy like 50 hours later and one of the dudes is still sporting wood and they're like, huh, I wonder how they died.
So obviously this story took place in America, and I thought that the best way to, you know, go about things is for me to give you the stats on people dying while fucking in America. Also, because when I throw in the stats, it means that I'm not making light of a situation that's pretty fucked up.
Death is sad, but the fact that they died euphoric, not too sad, you know, like...
Several thousand Americans die every year during sexual activity, most commonly of heart problems caused by excessive physical effort. Erectile drug overdoses have also become more common over the last few years, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. In 2017, less than 11,000 deadly overdoses associated with erectile dysfunction drugs were reported across the United States of America, while more than 23,000 were reported in 2018 and almost 39,000 in 2019. That was a hard one to say. According to the HHS, more than 70% of these deaths implicated contraband or counterfeit drugs rather than legitimately prescribed ones. So don't pop too many pills. Your pee-pee gonna make you die is what I'm trying to say. Is that like the professional thing, I think, to say me as a general practitioner working daktari?
Can't believe I've been talking about old people dying and exchanging fluids and 69ing for the last few minutes. Where has my life taken me?
Since this episode is about absolute absurdity, it's very obvious that I have to add in my least covered feature, but one of my favorites. It's stupid criminals.
I really have to get a sound for that. So until then, I'm gonna put a silence there and you can picture whatever song you want.
Let this serve as an ode as to why I never consume fast food, because people that eat fast food are fucking nuts, man. Some psycho in a semi-truck showed up at a KFC drive-thru in Memphis on Saturday and they got his order wrong. So he went back, walked up to the window, demanded a refund, and they gave him the refund. And I wish that was the end of the story because that would be wonderful and it's like, well, that barely ever happens. But no, he got the refund and then what did he do? While he was leaving the parking lot, he decided to do a cheeky drive-by. Yeah, you heard me. Not a drive-through, just full-on. As he was driving off, he fired several shots in the restaurant while people were inside eating. One bullet shattered a window and a few made it through outside the wall, but luckily nobody was hurt. A security camera got a decent shot of his face, but police are now still looking for him. Obviously, this is not a visual show, so I can't show it to you, but my heart is broken because this man is living that stereotypical life, and it's making me upset because now you're putting down people of color. He's a black dude that shot someone over chicken. Come on, man. Whoever's writing this script up there on this earth is doing a bad job. You've fallen asleep on the keyboard. God, this upsets me because it stands true in so many ways, aka this is a public service announcement right now. As someone who shares the Indian DNA, listen the fuck up. Whether you're a mixie or a pure breed, look me right in my eye because I'm gonna say something that's super important. Last week I went to the gym and there was me and just an uncle, just a fucking uncle on the treadmill living his best life. And I was like, good for him, you know? And then I looked down and I realized homeboy is wearing chumples. Chumples to the fucking gym.
Guys, please, as the people that invented biryani, let's have some respect for ourselves.
If you are not traumatized enough and would like to re-listen to that episode or binge on the rest, all you gotta do is look up Cut the Foreplay or Capital FM wherever you choose to listen to your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, CastBox, or you could hire me and I could come and whisper it directly into your ear. See you next Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. for another episode here on 98.4 Capital FM.